And the Mishnah says on top of Daf Kuftes, says like this: Echad Kodshim Kisherim, Echad Kodshim Sulim, Shay Sulim Bakodish, Zechrivam Bachut Chayis. On the issue of Haloy Chut, it doesn't make a difference whether the Kodshim was Kisherim or whether the Kodshim was Sulim, as long as the Sulim happened Bakodish in the Beis Hamikdash first. The Lachar is Im Olu LaYerdu. Since the Maaseh B'diavad, if it would have been put on the Mizbeach, it would have been a din of LaYerdu. That's called Miskaba B'snim, and therefore Yechayat Chorus by burning it outside. Then the Mishnah says, Hamale Kizayis Min Olu, or Min Ha'imurim Bachut Chayis. If you burn a Kizayis that's made up, in other words, half of the Kizayis of the meat of a Korban Olu, and half of the Kizayis of the Imurim, the fat of a Korban Olu, you burn it outside Yechayat Chorus. Because since by Korban Olah both is to be burnt on the Mizbeach, now if you burn it outside, so be the Issa Haloy Chut. And if Haloy Chut, you chayav on the Kizayis, that's the Chiddush, even the Chafi Kizayis for both of them is Mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Tonim Abon, what about this? The Pasuk says in Vayikrom, Asheyah Le'oilo, Oy Zevach. This Pasuk is talking about the Issa Haloy Chut, we do not let it burn the Korban outside. It says, lots to know, the question is, only yellow oilo. The Chur Apostle is talking about a korban oilo. Maybe there's only an issa haloy chutz if you burn the meat of the emurim or the korban oilo bachutz. Minayin l'rabbis emurim oshim. I don't know if you remember the emurim of the korban oshim, but that's the emurim chatzis, the emurim kotzi kadoshim. The emurim of the kotzi kadoshim, like he said, the meat includes kivsi aseret, the shlom and the split on shavuot. Also, Kodesh Kodeshim. How do we know about these Kabonis? If you burn the Emurim Bachut Yechayiv, or else the Emurim Kotchim Kalim, even the Emurim of the Kol Mishlamim of the Kotchim Kalim, how do I know? Psalm 11, the Pesuk says, Oy Zovach, not only Korban Olam, but from any Korban, if you burn it, Bachut Yechayiv. Minayin, how do I know the Rabbis include HaKoimit? If you burn the Kemit of the Mincha, you took a handful, the Kohen took a handful of the Korban of the Mincha, and now if somebody burns it, Tachut, or else for Alavoyno, he burns Lavoyno, from a Mincha, from Lechem upon him, the Akhtaris, or you burn the Akhtaris, Tachut, or Mincha of Kehanim, or Mincha of a Kain, that the whole thing is Kuli Kolu, the whole thing is supposed to be burnt, and instead of burning it on the Mizbeach, you burn it outside Tachut, or else the Mincha of Kohen Mashiach, the special Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, or else the Amenaseich, Shleish Shlug in Yayin, which first is lived in Mayim. How do we know if you make a Nisach of Yayim or Nisach of Mayim Bachut? Since the Mayim of these things are supposed to be done on the Mizbeach, so instead of doing it on the Mizbeach, you do it outside. How do we know Yechayiv Chorus for this also? Talmudim, this person says, the Yom Pesach on your mind, lo yivienu. That's the next person that says, the Yom Pesach on your mind, lo yivienu, last to say for Hashem, the Nichra, Sishahu, Mayamov, that by not bringing it inside, when instead you put it outside, Yechayis. The Pesuk says, V'yal Pesach HaYemayim Lo Yivienu. Chuyidashin Kol HaBor LePesach HaYemayim Chayot Malo Bechutz. Anything that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, on the base inside, the Penim, or Pesach HaYemayim, now if you bring it outside, Yechayis, not only the Korban, but even the Nesochin, even the Mincha. Now, V'yayim L'yelo Kotchim Kherim. Maybe only if the Korban was kosher, now you bring it outside, Yechayis. So, Minayin, how do we know to include L'rabbis Tzulin, even Kabonis and Apostle? And Rashi says, this I do not know from the Pesach, the Pesach HaYemayim. Because right now, if the Kodshim is Tzulin, you're not supposed to bring it L'chatchila on the Mizbeach. And to go in, what type of Tzulin? Halan, let's say the meat was left overnight. V'hayayt, so let's say put the Emurim outside the Mizbeach, outside the Azoro, so the Tzul Yaytzei, now L'chatchila, you're not supposed to bring these things at Pesach HaYemayim. Or else the Yatom, and let's say the Nitzi came from me. So how do I know if you burn these things outside Bachutz, you'll be Chayat Korus? And we'll soon see the Svarah that Rashi says, even though L'chatchila you're not supposed to bring these things on the Mizbeach, but since the Be'ever that's brought on top of the Mizbeach, Halacha is the model, Lo Yerdu. So the Be'ever that called this Kabbal B'Snim. Therefore, if you bring it outside, you Chayat. And how do you know this? Because another case is, the Shenishchat Chutzla, Zman of Chutzim Kaimai. Let's say the Shas, one of the Dalar Avoidus, the Kohen had in mind to eat it the wrong time, or else to eat it the wrong place, so they had full the Korban. How do I know such a Korban if you burn outside, so you chayiv? or else if the Kiblu Psulim, let's say a Kohen Posel, made the Kabbalah Sadam, or else the Zog was done by a Kohen Posel, made his Rikah Sadam. So again, the Chachilu, this Bosa now is not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Or else the Yanis Nin Lamato, Shinosun Lamalo, or Kohen, that his Rikah was supposed to be done on the bottom part of the Chutah Sikro, was done on the top part of the Mizbeach. You know, the opposite. The Yanis Nin Lamalo, Shinosun Lamato, a korban that the dam was supposed to be brought on top was brought on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So a chetchila, the korban is posel, it's not supposed to be burnt, or else we have nisnim bachutz, shenosnim bachnim, a korban chatzis achitzayim, that the dam was supposed to be on the mizbeach achitzayim, was brought by mistake on the mizbeach apnim, again it's posel the korban, or else we have nisnim bachnim, shenosnim bachutz, that the ever the chatzis apnim, the dam was brought on the mizbeach achitzayim. So the korban is posel, or else the pesach sechatos shenosim shel lishmon. Let's say by korban pesach or the korban chatis, the avodah for don shel lishmon. So that the first mishnah says it's posel. So in all these cases, minayim, how do I know to say that even though the korban is posel and lechatchila you're not supposed to burn the meat, the fat on the mizbeach? How do I know if you make a halloyah chutz yichayev koros? On this talmud lemon, the posel says lo yivienu lasoit. He did not bring it to make it, it says. Le'ivienu lasoit. V'ya pesach ho'yemoyid, le'ivienu lasoit. So we dash in that it means kol ha'miskabo b'pesach ho'yemoyid chayav mola b'chutz. Anything that even though b'di'evet it would have been miskabo, meaning him all lo'yerdu, if b'di'evet these things would have been put on top of the mizbeach, the din would have been lo'yerdu, did not take it down. That's called lasoit ho'yemoyid. That's supposed to be, it could have been made on the Mizbeach. Now if you bring it Bachutz, you'd be Chayiv Koros. Then the Mishnah says that Hamala Kizayis Menoila. If you burn a Kizayis from the Korbanoila Bachutz, even though it's made up from both the Bosra and the Yemurim, you Chayiv. Now, Oila the Yemurim in, it's masked only by Korbanoila, it could be Mitzarev, the Yemurim, and the Bosra. But Shlom and the Yemurim Loi, but if you burn from the meat of the Korban Shlom and it's Yemurim, and together you have the Kizayis to be potter. Why poshid? Because the boso is not supposed to be burnt inside in the pnin. Therefore, if you burn a bachut, you'll be potter. The Lord says, Tanina l'horatan rabbon is a proof for we're not in a braisa. Learn like this. Oilo v'yimurim starts from the Kizayis. If you burn a chafti Kizayis of the boso from the korban oilo, and a chafti Kizayis of the yimurim, it can start from the Kizayis l'alois the machut. That if you burn it outside, you chayiv. And who adin? The chayiv alayim mishum pigol. If the shash you bring in the korban, you have a mind to eat, you have a mind to burn. A chafti kizayis of the meat tomorrow, and the chafti kizayis of the murum tomorrow, also you chayiv is chal pigol. Because both of them are to be burnt. Who adin noisa v'tomei. So as he says, the half a minute rizit says, you chayiv alayim mishum pigol noisa v'tomei, means let's say the korban elo became tigul, or else it became nicer, or else there's a tumus, or else the king is tamei, and he eats the chatzi gezayis. From both of these, it's mistarif the Rabbi Chaim. So it says, this shlema halois oilo dekolin shlamim loy. This shlema, you understand why, if you burn the chatzi gezayis of the meat and the emulim of the korban oil of the chayiv, because both of them are supposed to be burnt. Mashenkin shlamim, you understand why it's not mistarif. Because the meat of a korban shlom is supposed to be eaten, it's not supposed to be burnt. So therefore, the ma'isa you're only burning a chatzi kizayis of the emurim b'chutz to Yisrael, so the chatzi kizayis you're not chayav koros. I understand why my shlom is not mitzaros. Ela tigul the ma'isa v'tomei my taima. But the other meaning is if the korban became tigul, so by korban shlom it's really the same way also. If the korban became tigul, it's chal tigul both on the bosra and the emurim. So if somebody eats the chatzi gezayis of both, he should be chayiv. The same thing with the shmeisa, the same thing with yisamei. So my time, why isn't the mitzaref by a korban shlamim? The yotnan learn like this: kol ha'pigulin mitzarefin, and echlami all the pigul, any part of the korban that has an extra pigul on it, it's mitzaref. If you eat gezayis not together, you chayiv. So kol ha'nisar mitzarefin, all the meat that has an extra meisa on it, whether it's the meat or whether it's the murim, if you eat gezayis together of it, you'll be chayiv. So the Chur Gemara says, Kasha Tigul a Tigul, Kasha Noisir a Noisir. If the Kasha both, if the Kasha Tigul and Tigul, And it's a kasha, noisim or noisim. So here it's mashma, we call mishlamim, you're not mitzvahs noisim, or you're not mitzvahs pigul. And here it's mashma, yes, you are mitzvahs. So my answer is like this. Pigul, ah, pigul, the kasha, there's no fear in the loch of pigul. I say, kan the pigul, kan the machshev is pigul. One is talking about where the mice is actual pigul already. If the carbon became pigul, tenachnami, that didn't pigul is called upon the whole, all the whole carbon, the murim and the bosom. Therefore, the mice of Yudas, after Gazarius, to both of them, Havad Yudichayis. That that our Bryce says it's not Mitzvah, that means in the Machshavim. Let's say, Bishar Shchitas, according to Shlomim, you had in mind to eat a Chatzi Gazarius of the meat tomorrow, and you had in mind to burn a Chatzi Gazarius of the Amurim tomorrow. So those two Machshavim are not Mitzvah, since one's in Achilles Odom, and one's in Achilles Mizbech, is not Mitzvah. To make the Machshavim of Figol, you have to think on the Kazayas, either to eat the old Kazayas tomorrow, or else to burn the old Kazayas tomorrow. So you have before Mishnayas in the Machshevis of Achila, and the Machshevis of Achila's Mizbeach is not Mitzvah. Therefore, there's no fear in Tigal. Now I'll tell you, Neisar and Neisar Lakash, there's no fear in the Hilch of Neisar either. But they're like this. Kan the Neisar, Kan the Sheni Susru, Atra Nizra Kadam. One is where it's really Neisar. If the meat and the emur became noisar fenachnami, then the ma'aser is nisatit both of them, and the vidach achat gezayis together from both of them, you'll be chayiv. And then taka that is to apply even by a korban shlom also, lav dafka by a korban elo, even by a korban shlomim, where it's really noisar means you made his rikas adam first, and then it became noisar fenachnami. Then the yisus chal even upon a korban shlomim, both on the bosr and upon the emurim. But that our Brisa says only by Korban Olam is it Mitzvah, but not by Korban Shlomim, that Kamesh Nisutri Atzra Nizel Kadam. So from what happened was before you made his Rikas Adam, come out all the Bosr of the Korban got lost. And the only thing that's left over is just the Chatzi Kizayis of the Bosr and the Chatzi Kizayis of the Emurim. Here's enough to mean, by a Korban Olam that both is burnt, it's fitted that a Kizayis of burning is left over. Therefore, you could make it rika, and once you make it rika, then it's a chal nisa meisa. But on the korban shlomim, that only the chatzi gezayis of the emurim is supposed to be burnt, not the chatzi gezayis of the bosor, so it's fitted like you have no more bosor left over, so as soon as you see, according to Yeshua then, you're not supposed to make it rika. Therefore, it's not chal nisa meisa at all. But the Gemara says, chan ben yitusru ad for nizal kadam, oman, who does it go like? Al braisa, Rebbe Yeshua, goes according to Yeshua shita. The Tanya run like this, Rabbi Yeshua Ima, Kol has lochin sheba toiro, shenishtayi ben kazayis bosa. If there's at least a kazayis bosa left over,